they decided to surrender the intelligence laden. Where? Under the palm tree. This is the first time. Is it clear? Isn't it just the way I explained it differently? This is how it happens. Means you are here, you're looking for the secret of success, you're looking for a lot of nonsense. Here we're not offering that. Here the only thing we offer is the enlightened soul. And for this, you have to understand that you should change your point of view. When you change that point of view, and you see this path to be bonded with, you're definitely sure you will find it, because any intelligence will lead you, will open the gate for you. And you will come in. But you don't enter. You stand far because you are the beginner. Madhuvan Java has do his stuff. The guy came in but didn't rush in. Stand with a distance. Looking at the Omar, and he started to tremble. Remember we were talking about that fear? Which is very good and transforming. Suddenly trembling means losing your balance, losing your stability, being ready to change. Because of that he bowed. Because he understood that the body is sleeping, but it's not passive, it's active. That sleep is a state of happiness. And suddenly, with that tremble, a joy started in his heart. And he didn't sleep. Rumi will not say, joy started in his heart. He say, some joy came down to his jaw. Means something from above, from somewhere else, Nuzul means he rained down to him, because we know that the guy is a beginner and he has just improved his intention, right? And trying to change his vision, suddenly something pulled upon him, some joy. He understood that, this is the secret. Trembling out of fear, and the joy are two sides of one coin. You understand? This is it. It's not looking for something to be happy, period. Happiness comes with being worried about everything, caring about everything, being alert. He thought, me the strong one. Me, the warrior, me who has been in the jungle full of lion and leopard, how come that I'm like this? And Rumi explained it that this is the power of the truth, not the power of people. It's Hab and Khalb. Khalb means creatures. All the creatures, everyone, I said, this is not it, it's from Haq. That's how Haq. Haq really does what? Let's stick to some other meaning of Haq, which was true, truth, correct, and right. What does it do to you? First of all, you're worried, right? Because you have to behave. And something good will start, some joy in your heart starts from that. This is the irony, because it's always mixed. It has two-sided, like to a soul. That was a soul. It's like that, because it will worry you. If not, you will become irresponsible and give you the joy and happiness. Then, and then Fikrat Bhurmat Das Bas Badi Yiksar Umaras Khabjas. Here the smith which was in the story, he doesn't bring it in. I would say after an hour. because there is a period of time on there, and you need a period of time to feel that, then Umar will wake up. Then Salah is okay. He became the servant, means being in the attitude of giving service, not wanting something. Then he said, Salam. And Rumi made sure that this Salam comes from a prophet. Again, that this is not something to argue about. Goft Peygamber Salam on Gah Kalam. We know Muhammad had said this, but he did not say Muhammad, he said prophet. Prophet said, start with Salam, then we talk. Kalam is talking. And there is another meaning to Kalam. What is it? You, sleeping guy. What is the other meaning of Kalam? My goodness, Elmer Kalam is entire religious knowledge. All these people who go to become mullahs, mushtahids and things like that, they go to different school, they talk about Kalam. They call it the science of Kalam because it's the science of interpreting the words of God. Holy Word is the word of God, so their science is the science of words. And Prophet said, first Salam, then Kalam. Means if you want to study the knowledge of religion, peace is at the beginning. You know, the main translation of Salam is peace. There are a lot of different side meanings, but the principal one is peace. You know, that when they want to translate it, Salam alaykum means may the peace be on you. So, peace, then Kalam. Of course, later they use that Kalam for war only. Therefore, after that, Umar will reduce his fear. What is that, reducing the fear? Feeling safe inside is Iman. So Umar will give him a little bit of that faith or belief. Therefore, the fear will be reduced. And he said, if you don't have fear, we cannot give you this. When you are feared, we could reduce your fear. If you are fearless, good for you. We have nothing to give to you. Because you have to have fear. Fear of what?
Fear of what's separate.
Not becoming better. That simple. That message, you could expand it to all these different dimensions of your understanding. You have to fear, you have fear of losing the opportunity of becoming better, because every single moment is an opportunity given to you. We call it mohlat, means they give you a little bit of time to put it in a good use to become better. So you shouldn't worry about it always. Even if you're worryless, we don't know what to say. But the worry is like this, as he explained, the worry, a very long paragraph, he even talked about the state of Sufis and RF and Maqam and the state of being and all that. He even went to the extent of explaining about time and timelessness. He said there is some state of mind which time is not there and everything is in a holy place. 1440. And the time which has been void of time and of the station of holiness which has been majestical, something like that. So he's twisting it all around and saying, this is it. You have to have that worry, then they will give the faith. You rest. Because this is how the path goes. At the end of the paragraph, he says that the spiritual guide perceived that he possessed the capacity of receiving guidance, therefore he planted the seed in the good soil. Means what I explained in these two paragraphs is the first requirement for this seed to be planted in you. These are the requirement of really walking this path. What was that? Forget about the palace. Think about the state of mind. Then be ready to be changed. Simple intelligence will lead you to the state. Then wait. Be ready to be bonded. Then that spirituality will be awakened. And start your conversation with peace. If you believe in that, the rest is yours. They will plant it in you. These are the requirements, so I could say you should read these two paragraphs, carefully find different translations and all that, because this is really requirement. This story is the gate. It says how the gate will open. How should you really start to walk in the path? Then the seed comes here. He plants the seed. Suddenly, next paragraph, the guy starts to have the question. First question is, how? The man said to him, O commander of the faithful, how did the spirit come to the earth from above? That bird, imagine, suddenly we say, John, how came here? And we say, that dimensionless bird, how could be fitted in this cage? Because the belief is the bird. Soul and John are thoughts. You see, how that thought, that spirit, that all that came here? Omar responds, go through it. It's all tricking with the spell and doing the trick. God did this, God did that, God did that, because you really don't need to answer these questions. But he tries to answer it with different examples, ununderstandable examples in Rumi's time. Because in Rumi's time, we don't know why suddenly the sun will disappear. Nobody knew that, okay, they turn like this, they turn like that, because they believe that they are all turning around us. And some of them are silly because they go like this and they go back, then they go like that. You know that a lot of these planets, they look like that because they are simply turning around but looking at here, because we are turning around the same thing. It's very confusing. He said, oh, that's the spell that God will say in the year of the sun, suddenly the sun will disappear. And here, look at the paragraph that he's talking almost nonsense, right? And at the end, 1456, he said, the people were in doubt. God whispered some puzzle in their ears. He said, even the doubtful people are puzzled by God. That's what that spell is all about. Whoever is perplexity in sorely trouble, God has spoken the riddle in his ear. To what? To imprison him between two guesses, this or the opposite. See, here he will show you that the guy, the doubtful guy, is not doubting between logics. Should I do this or the opposite? It's the same doubt always. Here it was, God may spell or something like that, to imprison him, choosing between black or white.